It comes out of Hebrews chapter 11 today. And I hope you'll give me your heart and your attention this morning. Verse 1, Hebrews chapter 11, we're going to read the first 16 verses. And so follow along, please, as I read. The Bible says here, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts. And notice the next phrase, that's what I'm speaking on today. And by it, he being dead yet speaketh. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness, which is by faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, and heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even as one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them and embraced them and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is in heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. Let's pray this morning. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you again for a blessed new year, Lord. A year to serve you, a year to look forward to, Lord. And we know there'll be trials and we know there'll be challenges along the way in this year. But Lord, we know that you will be there with us, and that Father, you will guide us through everything. We're glad and thank you, God, that your hand is in control of all situations, that, Lord, without you, nothing shall change or be done. So we trust you and we thank you. And, Lord, I pray that you take the word this morning and use it in our hearts and use it in our lives. And most of all, Lord, if there's one here today who's not saved, they don't know Christ as their Savior, God, today would you open up their heart and soften it, Lord, and allow them to, Lord, surrender their heart to be saved to you this morning, I pray. Lord, we ask these things in thy blessed name, in Jesus' name, amen. A phrase in this passage of Scripture stood out to me, and that is this phrase about Abel and his faith. And the last phrase of it says, by it, he being dead, yet speaketh. It's saying that Abel had a faith in God that offered God what he wanted. And then it says that it's talking about the fact that when he died, in years past when he died, he said that faith that he had was still speaking, and it was still going on from generation to generation. It's a truth in Scripture that when we do what God would want us to do, when we live a life and when we put a faith into our life and we trust God, I'm telling you, there is something that continues on in our life from that point on. I imagine some of you have had a person in faith in your life. Maybe a grandparent or a pastor or somebody in your life, a parent maybe, or a sibling that you knew they had faith in their life. They believed in God. And, you know, when you look at their life still, even though they may be gone, their life is still speaking. Their body may be in a grave, but yet their life is still living on. It is this principle, this truth in the Bible that a person who lives by faith and lives that way, it has a way of just continuing on and resounding again and again. I think of this scripture with other people. I think of even past presidents like Abraham Lincoln, a man of great faith in God. And, you know, Abraham Lincoln had probably the toughest presidency that any president has ever gone through. And yet, he has made statements that he could not have done what he did without his faith in God. And because he had faith in God, this country was spared a division. And now, thankfully, Abraham Lincoln and his life still speak. And what he did continues on, and it continues to speak. It's not silent. What he did lives on. And can I tell you that this ought to be the desire of every Christian. It ought to be the desire of your life, not to just live your life for God, but it ought to be your desire and our desire to live our life in such a way that when we're gone, our life continues to speak. He being dead, yet speaketh. His life continues to speak as it goes on, and what was done in faith just continues on. Now, can I tell you, there's different kinds of faith. There is saving faith that you and I have when we get saved. How many of you ever had saving faith in your life? You remember that day you got saved? Remember that day you put your faith in God? You got saving faith. Praise the Lord. Amen? But you know, there is serving faith after that. We're supposed to continue on once you get saved. You keep on growing, and you're supposed to keep on growing and having that faith in God. Amen? And to live for God every day. Serving faith. There is giving faith. Amen? There is a faith that is required in our giving to the Lord, ourselves, our monetary gifts, all of that. There is a faith involved in that giving. Everything we do, and the Bible puts it this way, the just shall live by faith in God. And I'll tell you what, we look at our world today. We live in look at the world and the economy that we have today. And you know, you think, how are we going to make it through? Someone sent me a schematic of all the different things that have increased in cost. And you know, some of the normal average everyday costs have gone up as high as 50%. You say, how in the world are we going to make it? I'll tell you how we're going to make it. We're going to just put our faith in God. God will see us through. The economy is no surprise to God. And he owns the cattle on 1,000 hills anyway. Amen. He knows the gas prices. God could give Biden more dementia and he lowers all the prices. That could happen too. I doubt it, but it could happen. Amen. Who knows? But I'm simply saying today that our faith must not be in the economy. Our faith must not be in this world. Our faith needs to be directly in God. And when it is, and our faith is in God, then there is something in our life that continues to speak long after we're dead. I don't want to just be a preacher and preach sermons. I want you to hear my voice 20 years after I'm gone.
Right.
Amen? I want to just keep on preaching after I'm gone. You see, how do you keep preaching when you're gone? I don't know, but I hope every time you want to get into sin or do something wrong that you hear old Pastor Larson. Amen? I hope you hear me. I want to keep on speaking after I'm gone.
Amen?
Praise God. Do you realize that you are a product of somebody who put their faith in God? You wouldn't be serving God today. You probably wouldn't even be saved today had somebody not put their faith in God. I think of the preacher that led me to the Lord and just his faith in God. He wasn't an exceptionally great preacher. He wasn't an exceptionally great a lot of things. But man, he had faith. He believed God. He believed God. Can I tell you what? He's passed on now. But I can still hear him speaking. I can still hear him speaking. And I'll tell you something, whether you're a mother or whether you're a father, a son, whoever you are, can I tell you what? I want to tell you to live your life by faith. Put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Live your life by faith, trusting God. And without faith, the Bible says, it's impossible to please God. And I want to please God with my life. And Abel came to God one day and God said, all right, I want you to give the blood sacrifice. Abel said, I've got to have faith to do that. He took his faith. He put his faith in what God said. When he put his faith in what God said, God accepted it. Now, we don't know a lot. Can I tell you what? If you ever walk through a cemetery, you'll see names on those headstones of people that you and I may never know. We were in Washington, D.C., and we're in the large cemetery. Somebody help me. What's the name of it?
Arlington.
Say it again.
Arlington.
Arlington. All of you were saying it at the same time, and I couldn't get it down. Amen. Arlington. Went to Arlington. Full of soldiers, full of people who gave a sacrifice. They died for a cause or a reason. But, you know, there's certain ones. There's certain ones you go to. There's that unknown soldier. Nobody knows who he is, but he's still speaking. He's still speaking. Went to the grave of Robert E. Lee and saw the gravestone of Robert E. Lee. I'll tell you something, that man was a great American. And what he did for our country was amazing. And you know what? In all of those tombstones that are there, that voice, there's a voice that's still speaking. And can I tell you what? That is what faith does. Faith is something that still keeps on speaking. Now, can I tell you, there are... I've learned about, you remember our missionary, Brother Bobby Harjo?
Yeah.
Brother Bobby has been here and he's preached. And remember his Navajo vest? He'd preach in his Navajo vest. And boy, he'd preach. He'd step on your toes. He'd get out right here in the aisles. Amen. And Brother Jeremy's bald today because Brother Bobby preached the hair right off his head. Amen. And he'd preach. And COVID came and took Brother Bobby. But I'll tell you something. You can go out to New Mexico today, see churches going on. And people whose lives, he put his life by faith into something that God wanted him to do. He trusted God by faith. And even though he's gone, his life is still speaking. Now that ought to be a goal of every Christian's life. To live our life in such a way as to not just live life, but to be a voice for God long after we're gone. You say, how do you do that? You know, I'll tell you, as a preacher, God puts certain things in my heart. And I don't know if everybody experiences this. I think everybody does some, but there's certain things in my heart. I'll tell you what, this thing of getting scriptures into the hands of people who will take it and read it and have never heard the gospel before, or maybe heard a skewed, twisted version, some false idea, but never really the truth of the gospel set into their soul. They open that scripture up and they read it and they trust God by faith. I'll tell you something, that's something that keeps me going all the time. That doesn't get off my mind. I think about that every day. I would love to, by the time I die, I would love to see this church able to do over 1 million scriptures. I didn't get any amens on that one. Wouldn't you love this church, this mega church, to be able to do something like that? Give those gospels out to somebody who will read it and receive it and hear it in the Lord. I'll tell you something. There's some fruit going to come from that long after you're gone. Long after our names are gone or etched on a headstone somewhere, long after that, I want to still keep speaking. And you know, that gospel, you give it to somebody, and boy, they give it to somebody else. And they give it to somebody else, and it just keeps on going. It just keeps on going and going. And we are products of people who are in graves today. We are products of people who are in graves, who have given their life, and trusted God by faith, and their voices are still speaking today. Hear me, I want to tell you something. We need another generation of people that same way. You know, 50 years from now, all of us are probably going to be dead and gone. Think about that. Most of us. It could be one of these days, one of these teenagers is pastoring this church. That's quite a thought. Amen? You never know. You never know. You never know what God can do. But I'll tell you what. Well, we're all gone. We want what we've done for God to keep on speaking and keep on going. We want that person, that child who gets a gospel tract in some foreign tribe, some country somewhere, who gets a scripture. They put it in their hand and they read it. They receive Christ. They're not going to forget the hand of the person who gave them that scripture. I'm saying to you today, when you and I are dead and gone, our voices still need to keep on speaking to this world. Brother Bobby's voice is still speaking. So how do you do that? How do you keep speaking? How does a Christian do this? Well, there are some simple ingredients in this passage that I want you to notice. I want you to see what God says. Number one, I believe that number one, we need to believe God's word. We need to believe God's word. Not just know it, but believe it. You know, the Bible says in Psalm 81 and verse 10, open wide thy mouth and I will fill it. Do you think God was just having a bad day when he wrote that verse? Do you think God was just kind of like me, had a brain glitch when he gave us that verse? I don't think so. I think God knew exactly what he's saying. He's saying, you open wide your mouth, I'll fill it. You say, How do you see these things accomplished? I'll tell you what, we got to just believe God. Just believe God. That same God can supply every need to accomplish this. This our God, his hand is not short. His ear is not deaf. There is a God. We just got to believe what he said. He said, call unto me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things thou knowest not. Our problem is we just don't believe God. We really sometimes just don't believe. We know he said it, but oftentimes we don't believe it. We factor in our own thinking into God's promises, and somehow we come up with the wrong conclusions. God said, just believe me. Put your faith and trust in me. Adoniram Judson, he was a missionary, went to Burma back in the 1800s, full of disease, full of trouble, but he believed God. He went to Burma. And in Burma, this may surprise you, but Burma would have been a country like Thailand and steeped in mystic religions and strange things, and it still affects Burma today. But let me tell you something. There is a large group of Christians today, even in Burma today. When Adoniram Judson went there in the 1800s, it said that he led over 400,000 Burmese people to Christ by faith. He had challenges. He had burdens and sicknesses and illness. But hear me, he believed God. He just believed God. I want to tell you something. If God said it in his word and God declared it, we need the faith in God to just believe what he said. Amen? I think of these scriptures, and you know, I'm a preacher. I kind of put the cost down in my mind. Now, if we're going to get a million scriptures, how are we going to pay for it? Well, we could rob a bank. I could take it from my wife's wallet. Let's see. Oh, that's right. There's nothing in that wallet. It's all gone already. Anyway, how else could we do it? You know, I conjure all these ways up in my mind. Let me tell you something. It's not coming up with it. It's bringing it down. It's believing God. He said, call unto me, I'll answer you and show you great and mighty things. Do we believe God? Do we believe God? God's trying to teach us faith to believe his word can accomplish this kind of work for God, so that when you and I are dead and gone, what we did just keeps on speaking. That's how it gets done. You know, I think it's funny and interesting. You know, there's churches that got lots more money than we do. That's true. Our church got a whole lot more. And the ability to do stuff like this is easy for them. But many of them just don't believe God. Can I tell you something? It's not money that we have to believe in. So we have to believe in his promise. Believe what he said. That takes faith. You say, I don't know if I've got that much faith. Sure you do. God gives us all a measure of faith. There's something there. There's some kind of faith. Now, you may not have as much as somebody else, but you can build on that faith. Built up in our most holy faith in God. And you say, hey, listen, that's not kindergarten Christianity either, is it? That's trusting God, believing his word, and saying, God, something can be done. But in the end, it's God. It's God that does it. Well, I just think we need to believe God. Amen. Open wide that mouth, I will fill it. Not so that we can get some glory or we can have some honor, but so that God can be honored and blessed. And God, something can be accomplished for God. And I'd love it someday the newspapers say, yeah, that was a little church on the corner, but man, they did a lot for the Lord Jesus Christ. And it just keeps on speaking and speaking and speaking. What a blessing. I was thinking this morning, let's tell you how I think. I was thinking this morning, you know those 250,000 scriptures we're praying about getting to Brazil? You know that? Remember we've talked about that? I thought, how do you get 250,000 in your brain? I can't get 250,000 in my brain. And so I put it into matchsticks. You realize if you put matchsticks side by side, end to end, and go a half mile of matchsticks side by side, you got to go a half mile before you get to 250,000. That's like from here all the way down to the Walmart neighborhood market on Eastern. That's a lot. Yeah. You put it into matchsticks, it means a lot. And I'll tell you what, somebody's going to get the gospel. Somebody's going to hear it. Somebody's going to get saved from it. You say, how does it happen? We have to believe his word. We have to believe God. We have to believe it. You know, I believe even when you give to something like that, God is always going to replenish, because he said, give and it shall be given. That takes faith. That takes some faith. But I believe God. I'm going to trust God and his word. I've learned you can't trust a lot of people in this world, and you can't trust our government. Can't trust any of those corrupt people. But I'll tell you what, you can trust God. He'll see you through and the work of men's hands. I say to you today, not only do we have to trust God, but second, we have to have a vision in our own personal heart for what God can do. We have to have a vision in our own heart. You know, this may surprise you, but there's something that you can do for God that will light your fire. There's something you can do for God that will light your fire. And that fire will give you a consuming joy and a consuming fire for God. And man, it will keep you going. Ask God to give you a vision of what you can do. Amen. Why? If he gave you the vision and it fits God's word and you believe God and you have the faith that God wants you to have in it, anything could happen. You know, I've learned this, that when I have a vision for something, I have to pray hard. Because when I have a vision for something, I don't have the resources to accomplish it, but God does. God has all the resources in the world. And so I'm saying to you this morning, have a vision. What God can do, if you take that vision and by faith you believe God, and thirdly, if you act in faith. Oh, now preacher, you're starting to scare me. Act in faith. You know, our problem is when we act in faith, we think God's going to drop us over the edge. You think we serve that kind of God? You think when you act in faith, he commands us to act in faith, and like Abel, he said, Abel, bring me the blood sacrifice. And Abel went and he said, all right, God, this is what you want. I'm going to bring that blood sacrifice. He gave God what he wanted. He acted in faith. What if he sat back and said, God, I'm glad you want a blood sacrifice, and I believe you can do it, God. That's not acting in faith, is it? He had to actually go take that lamb and whatever animal it was and give that blood sacrifice to God. And when he did, by acting in faith, God saw his faith. And his faith was counted for righteousness. Wow. That's not kindergarten Christianity, is it? But I want to tell you something. When you believe God, you act upon the vision that he gives you. When it's solid in God's word, and when you act in faith, don't be surprised what God will accomplish with it and what God will do with it. Amazing. It's amazing what God can do, what God can take, and what God can use. You know, I have to tell you, I remember Brother Bobby Harjo. When we first got married, we lived in an apartment down. He was about four or five apartments down. And Brother Bobby had just gotten saved then, but he wasn't really living for the Lord. I don't think they were going to church at all, if at all, not much. And, you know, they weren't, his faith hadn't grown. I think he was saved by then, but just kind of started going. And boy, he was young in the Lord. And we had just gotten married. But man, to come back and see a man who's grown in his faith to the point from where he was to the point where, man, he's going out there and preaching to dry, dusty places, seeing works of God done. I tell you what, God took his life and used it. He could have lived his life however he wanted to. He could have just stayed comfortable the rest of his life and just said, I'm going on easy street. But he grew in his faith. He believed God. And he acted in faith. And when he did, God took him and used him in wonderful and mighty ways. And by it, he being dead yet speaketh. You know, when I die, they may never even have a tombstone or a headstone. That's not what matters. I'll tell you what matters is when you are dead, that you're still speaking by your faith in God. Can I tell you, this type of faith probably doesn't come overnight to most of us. It's a faith we have to grow in. It's a faith we have to really put our heart into to believe God. And it may not be something you think you can do, but I want to tell you, it's the type of faith that God took an Abel and a Sarah. And God even took Rahab and gave her simple faith. She acted upon it. And her faith in God still is speaking. Still is speaking. Now let me ask you something. Do you have a vision for something you could do for God? A classroom or a bus? Or a missions project or something that you can do for God? Do you have a vision? If not, ask God to give you one. Ask God to help you see what really can be accomplished and what really matters for the Lord. And then take it and act upon it in faith. You say, I may have a vision that I can do something for the Lord, but I may not have the ability to do it. God can take care of that too. God can take care. Where the Lord guides, he provides. That is true. If we'll believe God, if we'll act in faith. I say to you this year, if you've never acted in faith, act in faith this year. You'll be glad you did. It's not a souring thing or a negative thing. It's a joyful thing. Because it's taking our life and putting our life into something for the Lord. I'm thankful for Autumn down here. She's my girl. She takes after her father. No, she doesn't. But as a single girl, she wants to go to Kenya and reach some kids for Christ. I'm excited about that. God gave her a vision and a call of what he could do, and she's kept it in her heart. She's going to act in faith and go do it. I thank the Lord for that. Because there's a day coming when some little African kids are going to say, remember that red-headed missionary who came over here with no husband? Came over here and served us, put her faith in God, and did something. Remember her? Yeah, she's still speaking to my heart and my mind. Her life. And I'm not just singling out Autumn. I think of Michelle Geiger doing the same thing. Doing the same thing. The Binghams in their ministry helping people. And all these missionaries that we have that we're having a part in their work and their goal. Thank God for it and that faith that's needed to believe God and what God can do. I want to tell you something. It gives us this understanding that vision and faith acting upon it and believing God and His Word can amount to this wonderful truth. He being dead, yet speaketh. He being dead, yet speaketh. The daughter of Karl Marx, who was the father of communism, she said, I was brought up to believe, brought up without any religion. She said, I was taught not to believe anything about God. There was no God, she said. But I came across a prayer of an old German book which said, Our Father, which art in heaven. And I thought this thought, if the God of that prayer existed, then I think I can believe in Him. If the God of that prayer existed, I think I could believe in Him, the daughter of Karl Marx. Oh, don't ever wonder about who it is that can show great faith. It's rare, but sometimes God picks the most unexpected one who has that life of faith, and God uses them, and one day they're gone, but their life keeps on speaking and speaking and speaking. Oh, a simple truth in God's Word this morning, but it's a truth. It's a truth that requires our belief in God, our faith in Him, a vision in our heart and our life. What can be done? And let me ask you, what vision do you have that can be done for God? Is there something you can do? I mean you. You say, who's the you you're talking to? The you that's asking me, who's talking to you? That's the you I'm talking to. Do you have some faith that God can do something through you this year? Do you believe God can? He can. Step out by faith. Act in faith. And trust God. See what He'll do. It's a wonderful thing. I'll close with Abraham. You know, Abraham's listed in the Hall of Faith. I'm sorry, Moses. Moses is listed in the Hall of Faith. One day God appeared to him on a mountain in a burning bush. And He said, I want you to go. Let my people go. Go tell Pharaoh, let my people go. Moses used some excuses, didn't he? He said, Lord, I can't speak well. I'm tongue-tied. I get my eye teeth and my tongue in front of my eye teeth, and I can't see what I'm saying. He said, Lord, go use somebody else. God said, no, I want you, Moses. I want you. Go tell Pharaoh, let my people go. But 40 years ago, I killed that Egyptian and buried him in the sand, and they know it. And they're gonna put me in prison, maybe. I don't know what will behold me there. I don't know. God said, go. And you know the story of Moses. He acted in faith in God. He believed God. He packed up, went directly to Pharaoh's court and said, let my people go. An old stubborn Pharaoh didn't for a while harden his heart. He didn't let people go. But eventually, he still believed God would do what God said He would do. And he took him and he let God's people go. And he led them forth. Oh, it took faith in God. But he believed God. Do you believe God? Do you believe God? You say, I'm no Moses. Moses wasn't a Moses until God made him a Moses. Abraham wasn't an Abraham until God made him an Abraham. Sarah wasn't a Sarah until God made her a Sarah. We just have to believe God. Trust Him. Hey, listen, I think if we live this way this year, God will do some wonderful things in our life. And when you're dead, when you're gone, there'll be a voice that's still speaking, that's still going on, just like Abel. Because we acted in faith and we believed God. Oh, that would be my challenge for you this year. If I have a challenge, that'd be my challenge. Act in faith. Live with a vision in your heart. Keep praying hard, asking God to do it. Trust in God and act in faith, and He'll do it. Now, I'm done with the message this morning, but I want to ask one of you, maybe two of you, maybe three of you. Maybe you're here today and you don't know Christ as your Savior. Maybe you're not saved. There's a simple step of faith God wants you to make, and that is to trust Him by faith, to open your heart, to God today and ask Him to forgive you of your sin and to cleanse you and take you to heaven one day. And if you put that simple faith in Christ, He will save you today and give you a home in heaven. He wants to save you. This morning, as we give the invitation, you're here and you're not saved. I want to encourage you to come. Take my hand. Say, Pastor, that's me. I need to be saved. It will take you some faith to do it. But if you'll have faith in God, trust Him in His word, He'll save you this morning.